This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, tonight a plane is still missing. Donald Trump is ahead in one poll as far as the economy is concerned, and Democratic leaders are coming up with an offer to Sanders, maybe some kind of a convention concession. Do you think he'll settle for that? Let's start with the DNC, because the most cantankerous possibilities now, ironically, don't lie with the Republicans, can you believe it? Instead, with the Democrats. Hillary Clinton, once again, getting bagged. So, if she does not prevail this time around, forget it. That's it. All bets are off. Bernie Sanders shows no sign of giving in. So, are they going to have an ugly conflict, a showdown? A face-off at the convention in Philadelphia? Well, the DNC is going to offer a concession to Sanders, a seat on a key convention platform committee. I don't know if it's going to be enough to stop him from fighting over the way the party's policy positions are. Now, there's a push for Clinton and Sanders and Democratic leaders to meet some of Sanders' demands for bigger inclusion at the Philly convention. They're finalizing the details by the end of the week because they don't have much time. I mean, we're like 70 days out. Here's his issues. He's pushing for a $15 national minimum wage. He argues that the party needs a more balanced position regarding Israel and the Palestinians. It's a couple of them. Sanders' supporters have become convinced that National Democrats have stacked the political deck with rules that made it difficult for Sanders to win enough delegates to threaten Clinton's nomination. But party leaders are so frustrated with Sanders, they say he's fueled that perception. So this is a nightmare. This is a nightmare. Over the weekend, last weekend, there was a lot of problems caused by Sanders supporters who prompted the security to cut short the state party convention. It worried party leaders that the prolonged Democratic primary, looking to avoid drama in Philly and et cetera, that they've got to do something. They're on the clock. So, you know, I don't know. When I say I don't know, I think you would really have to give something chunky to Sanders for him to say, okay, I'm just going to brush this aside, because I don't think so. All right, quickly, let's go to Dan in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan. Dan, I know you're there.
Hello, baby.
Hey, what's up, man?
Okay, listen, I got a theory about that plane.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, remember when the Russians had that school taken over by a bunch of insurgents that were anti-Russian? I mean, they were Muslims, blah, blah, blah. But the Russians let go of a gas that was noticeable by nose or anything, and all of a sudden the terrorists all went to sleep. They went in there and they just whacked them all.
Okay. Right.
Now, I think we're going to go into an era where things like that are going to start happening with planes. I think they could get this gas on board and release it through the air system that they use, and that the purification units wouldn't pick up that gas. It would just keep recycling it, and it would affect not only the people but the co-pilot and pilot as well, and zip. That's why you do a 360 turnaround and then zip, no explosion, boom. I think that's what you'll find. It's just, boom, it's gone. Now, next, talking about Hillary and all of that. Well, there is so much on Bill over his sex escapades in the past that's going to be hung around Hillary's neck that finally the pressure is going to get so great on her, and her numbers are going to keep dropping, 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 dropping. She can barely raise a crowd now. They have to pay people to go to her events.
Yeah.
They really do. They have to pay people to go to her events, okay?
Yeah.
Now, listen, she's going to come down with a fake or maybe real, I have throat cancer. My doctors tell me it's terminal. I have to, for the good of my own survival, for the present, to try to beat this. Check out. Now, then, Bernie, forget it. He'll have no chance. I mean, they're just not going to do Bernie. Who comes to the rescue? Joe Biden. Who does Joe pick as his running mate? Barack Obama. Who makes a very expensive walk for us to make money like gangbusters? Kate Delaney. This is going to be wonderful. I'm looking forward to the future so much, but I think you will find that I'm right about the gas that took out the plane. I think you'll find that I'm right about Hillary claiming that her health is so imperiled that she has to drop out. Bernie, he will disappear either with a deal from the administration, say, look, it's like this. You can either keep on living and have your senator's job and be a supporter of this ticket, or you're not going to be around, period, because we will make sure that you have an accident.
Yeah. Boy, it's crazy stuff, Dana. There's no question about that. We're going to zoom over to, thanks for the call, Grim in Mississippi. Hey, Grim.
Ooh, I hope I don't get blown away here tonight.
Go for it.
We got some serious thunderstorms going on. Got front.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. You know how that goes. But,
yeah.
You like that last week's suggestion? Of course, Dan's right about one thing. Now, let me just say that. You know, the religion itself, either, you know, you convert or you get killed. You know, that's just their belief, but, you know, Muslim religion. But you enjoyed that movie that I suggested last week, Kate. Didn't you?
What movie? Which one?
The Formula.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, you know what? It's so funny. As soon as I got off the air, I told my husband about it. I was like, oh, great, Grim suggestion. I mean,
I got another.
Okay, what's another one?
This kind of goes back. Don't Google or anything. Just check it out. You can ruin the movie itself.
I know.
But the name of the movie is Soldier Blue. And you're going to see a liberal actress that's probably one of her first movies when she's about 19, Candace Bergen.
Really? And what's it called again?
Soldier Blue.
Soldier Blue. Okay. I wrote it down.
For this, let me say, it's real good. It's based off a historical fact. And
okay.
It's real good as far as a story plot that goes along to a historical fact. It's not really a historical fact movie. You'll catch that until the very end does it really get historical. And it's
Woo.
Not for the squeamish at the end.
All right. I wrote that on my list, Grim, and so did so many of the others. Thank you for the quick one. Stay with us. Coming up next, Diamonds, Mythical Places to Visit That Are Magical, supposedly, and the bathroom brouhaha from a different perspective. Stay with us.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-403-4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 A girl's best friend. You remember that old song, Carol Channing? I think was the first one to do it. But regardless, I know you've heard this song. I don't care if you're 15 or if you're 80. So I like diamonds. I know some of you certainly have been shopping for diamonds, some of you guys that listen to this show. But how about pure-grown diamonds? Have you heard about pure-grown diamonds? And what does that mean? I think there's a confusion about what it means. And what's interesting is diamond production is going through the roof. They're talking about where it will actually scale up to. So it's perfect to have TJ Walker on with us. He's a spokesperson for Pure Grown Diamonds. And TJ, I guess that's the first question. If I say that to someone, they're like, oh, so that means pure grown, you must grow them in a lab. Am I right? How does that work?
Yes, they're grown in a laboratory. You start with a diamond seed, which is made of pure carbon. Mm. It's put in a greenhouse. It grows for 9 to 12 weeks, and then you cut the diamond, you polish it, you mount it, and it can get on your finger or your ear. It takes about 9 months from concept until you're wearing it. Here's the thing that I didn't even realize until I started working with the company. These are genuine diamonds. These are type 2A diamonds. Only 2% of all diamonds have that classification. So they're incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, you know, and when you, as what you just described, that process, what is the difference between a natural process, because that's going to be an obvious question, versus what you just described with the lab-grown process?
Well, there are a couple of big differences, but think of it this way. If someone gives you a beautiful lily or a beautiful rose, do you know if it was made in a greenhouse or in someone's backyard? Mm-hmm. They're both roses and lilies, and they can both be beautiful. So at some level, a diamond is a diamond. Now, there are some important differences. Number one, these are eco-grown, because the problem with mined diamonds, according to Frost and Sullivan, an international consulting firm, is there's 7 times the damage to the environment in a mined diamond. Think of mines and digging all the dirt, water, and air pollution. The other big issue, frankly, is all the social issues. Lab-grown diamonds are socially sustainable. A mined diamond, don't listen to me, listen to someone like Amnesty International. They've disclosed how so much of mined diamonds goes to fund civil wars, tyrants, child labor. Places like the Philippines, you have 11-year-olds forced to dive 60 feet deep with just a tube in their mouth, and kids die from this.
It's awful. And I think a lot of people saw, you know, if you saw the movie, what was it called, Blood Diamonds, that whole story. I mean, I know it's a movie, but it brought out a lot of what you're talking about, where some people weren't realizing what was going on with the mined diamonds.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people are asking themselves, especially millennials, if you're trying to, you know, put a spotlight on it, major event in your life, starting a life, a marriage with someone, for example, why not do that with something that symbolizes love and peacefulness and something good for the environment, instead of something that involves destruction to the environment and destruction to people? The third big difference between mined diamonds and lab-grown diamonds is lab-grown diamonds are typically 30% less expensive, 30 to even 40%. So if you're getting a typical sort of 1-carat engagement ring, a mined diamond might be $5,000. A lab-grown diamond is going to be more like $3,000. That's a couple thousand dollars more for a honeymoon or a down payment for a house or a car or any other big expense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a big difference, because you think of the markup on mined diamonds. So here's another question some would ask. I would think, you know, my brother used to joke that he'd see some women with huge diamonds, and he said, you know, you could cut someone's cheek with that. But how durable are the lab-grown diamonds compared to the mined diamonds?
There is literally no difference, because, again, they're both genuine diamonds. It's 99.95% pure carbon. It's 99.9% devoid of nitrogen. If you take it to a jeweler or a gemologist and they look at it underneath one of those glass things, they cannot tell the difference. Again, think of it as someone brings you beautiful roses or beautiful lilies. Can you tell if it was grown in a greenhouse versus someone's backyard? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. It's interesting, too, because I was sent some statistics on this, and there was a study, as you know, that was done by the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and they talk about, in this, the production of lab-grown diamonds, and they say it's going to scale up to 20 million carats by 2030. You mentioned millennials. Is that part of the reason why?
Yes. Increasingly these days, millennials really don't want to be associated with something that's wildly destructive to the environment the way mined diamonds are. They don't really want their money going directly or indirectly to support tyrants, dictators, and child labor. So that's one of the huge attractions driving the increase in lab-grown diamonds and the pure-grown diamonds. The other factor, frankly, is just there's an increased world demand. People in China and the rest of the world see the United States, and they see old Elizabeth Taylor movies and new movies, too, and people like diamonds. And as more and more of the world enters the middle class, they want the things American middle-class people have, which is diamond rings, diamond earrings, etc.
Yeah, with the with the lab grown diamonds, is it still the same thing where I can shop? Okay, it's already been grown, and I'm just shopping what kind of cut I want, what kind of clarity and color, and what you would normally do with diamonds.
Sure, these come in brilliant and emerald cuts, princess cuts. They come in fancy pink, bright yellow, colorless, or white. And the best thing is to just go to a local jeweler you know and respect. And they, if they don't have pure-grown diamonds. They can get them for you. If you want to make sure before you start driving around town, you can always go to puregrowndiamonds.com and type in your address, and the website will tell you the closest jeweler to where you live that carries lab-grown and pure-grown diamonds.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Have you ever, I think it'd be cool to see it go from the, to be in that lab, frankly, and to see it go from when it's being grown to the end product. I mean, that would be neat to watch that process. Have you seen the process?
I haven't, but again, we're talking about, the whole process is about 9 months long.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
process in the greenhouse is 9 to 12 weeks. So
wow.
The process is interesting. As far as looking at any one second, it's, you know, it is a slow process.
Yeah, slow process, but it has to be really cool to see that. All right, we're going to get the show somewhere where we can get near the watching the diamonds grow. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. Do you have a favorite cut of diamond? Princess cut, right?
I have purchased princess cut and brilliant cut myself.
I know, it's so complicated. All right, a lot of fun. TJ, thanks so much, TJ Walker.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Wow, interesting talking to TJ about it. I know, I'm fascinated by this whole process. You heard me mention to him how I'd love to see the process from the very beginning. I mean, in my head, it's like planting carrots, like planting something in this lab, watching it grow, and then, as he said, the whole greenhouse part. I think the significance here is the key things he said. Younger people want nothing to do with the mined diamonds, and that means a lot of what Amnesty International did, that movie Blood Diamond, the awareness of what was happening really is starting to hit home with some people. And you talk about the demand for diamonds by 2030 to be 221 million carats. That's pretty big, and how much of that is we're talking about that's going to be grown is so interesting. And I think that this will just continue to ratchet up. I mean, I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger by comparison. And again, especially when you talk about the whole mine diamonds thing versus that very cool, very 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 cool thing of lab-grown diamonds that are exactly the same. So there's no difference whatsoever between the two. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Popular mythic areas, mythic travel destinations. There's a bunch of them. Anita Kovic joins us now. She is the destination specialist for TripTogether.com. Again, TripTogether.com. And I think it's kind of interesting because I remember as a kid talking with my grandmother about the Loch Ness Monster in, you know, in Scotland, and seeing it on like the National Enquirer. People saw, they saw the Loch Ness and that kind of stuff. You want to talk about a mythical, legendary creature, that certainly would top the list. Anita, thanks for popping on with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us the five destinations. Let's start off with the Loch Ness in Scotland. First of all, how popular is this legend? And if you decided you were going to go chase this down, where would you go?
Well, it's very popular. I actually made this list, which is a recommendation from our Trip Together buddies, which is basically a platform. Trip Together is a unique social travel site platform which is connecting travelers across the globe. So we collected some data, and really the Loch Ness Monster is one of the top myths. It began a long time ago, and it has been a travel myth ever since. Locals said that they visit Scotland and in search for this legendary creature. While some locals have not as visions in the waters, it is a thrill of the search that adds to the fun and excitement. That's why I always recommend this as a great travel destination. Besides that, we have Romeo and Juliet, Balcony in Verona, and I noticed that many of our travelers go there in search for love or go with the beloved ones. in order to kiss under the balcony. It says if you kiss under the balcony and take photos, this love has possibilities to endure. And then the walls are adorned with graffiti and love messages. Tradition says that everyone who visits the house should leave something for Juliet. So the house is packed with love notes, small jewelry, and small gifts. Whether traveling with a new travel companion or visiting with a trip together local member, the house of Juliet should certainly be a local word to point.
I would think so. Plus, Anita, the fact that you get to go to Verona, Italy, is not too bad either for the area around there. So you could do your mythical thing. And of course, the House of Juliet, you're right, is huge. That balcony, who can't remember hearing the description of that? And I love the fact you just told me something I didn't know, that people leave something behind. So you say the place is jam-packed with notes and jewelry and items that people have left, right?
Yes. I guess people love this myth, and they are willing to believe in it, and it seems like a great travel destination. But also one of my favorite destinations is Palace of Three Sisters, otherwise called Trestorella Palace. It's a myth, and the place is located in Kotor, Montenegro, which I originally come from. And on Trip Together site, I always use an opportunity to talk with my travel buddies and give them recommendations and recommend this site. Once I was a local who actually helped out my travel buddy and showed around. So most of our Trip Together buddies love this place. It's a 15th century Gothic house with three bricked over window seats in the city of Kotor, Montenegro. And the legend is very interesting. It says that three beautiful sisters would look at the sea and pray for the safe return of their beloved, as they were all in love at the time with the same one man. The young man, his name was, I believe, Yanko, couldn't decide which sister to marry, so he embarked on a long sail to clear his mind and make his choice. So he told the sisters that the one who waited for him the longest would become his bride. And three sisters waited patiently at their own window. Years went by, the sisters were getting older, and most of them passed away. Only the third sister lasted the longest, but he never showed up. So her window stayed open. And when the youngest passed away, there was no one to break over her window. Yanko never returned and was lost forever. But TripTogether.com members have specifically enjoyed visiting this part of the Kotor Bay to enjoy this beautiful scenery and learn more about this legend. It's really worth seeing.
Wow, no kidding. I want to go now. I want to go. Get me there. That sounds so awesome. We need to do a show from there. I need to get Nathan and the crew. We need to go there. That's what we're going to do. All right, so that's top of my list. I love that. So we go from that legend and how big that is, the 15th century Gothic house with those three bricked over windows, to the desert in Arizona, Sedona Deserts. What's so big about that? I guess it's really exploded even more.
Yeah, Native Americans have considered this desert of Sedona as a sacred spot for healing and worship. So this belief stems from the original pilgrims who searched for spiritual and physical healing. They would journey there in order to heal whatever illness they had. They would go there in order to find an answer. And today we notice that our Trip Together members visit Sedona in order to take part in these retreats and to learn new age ways to harness the powers into daily health and well-being. And, you know, the scenery is just simply spectacular.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And New Age is so big, Anita, as you know. So that whole power and health and all of that, I think, makes people even more now than ever wanting to go there, too. And now here's one of my favorite spots, and I've actually been here, and it's you have to make sure you go at the right time. But tell us about Machu Picchu in Peru.
Well, it's a sacred site built by Incas. It offers more than, as many of us know, 200 buildings, temples, houses, pathways, fountains, gray granite from the mountaintop. And myth has it that the site could have been built for astronomical observations having to do with the two celestial events, the stone being a getaway to a spiritual world. So whether hiking the pyramids of Machu Picchu or just taking photographs, our travelers know that this is a traveler's dream location. And I'm looking forward to visit. I didn't visit yet, so I will hopefully connect with some of my Trip Together buddies and go to visit.
Yeah, why do you think it is that we, because we like the stories and that makes us think about the place and kind of, I mean, it is, these are legends and it's mythical, as you say, it is mythical. Is that what draws us to these spots that we just talked about?
I believe so. It's a mystery. It's people nowadays have so many choices and so many facts around us, and many of us do want to believe that there's something more to it. And I heard amazing stories of when it comes to natural healing, spiritual places, and this is really where drive goes to, where people, you know, turn and are willing to explore, especially, as you said, nowadays. So I assume this is why many of our Trip Together buddies are actually traveling over there in these kind of places, you know.
Yeah, very cool. Tell us about Trip Together. What does that mean? What is Trip Together? What are you all about?
Well, Trip Together is a social travel site, which is mainly connecting travelers across the globe with others to experience new cultures, sites, foods, and so much more. It is in order for a few benefits. It includes planning a trip, getting an advice from locals, or finding a travel companion and sharing that traveling experience. It is very good because you can agree with Trip Together buddy to pull your resources to stay together in a nicer place and cut on your costs, or you can coordinate travel dates and destinations. It is very economical, and it allows you to travel the world.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And I like what you just said, that it's a resource, too. I mean, it could be a resource for somebody where you can pull money together, or there's people that don't want to travel alone, and maybe it's a way to meet a whole group of people.
And sometimes, you know, many people are on their hectic schedules nowadays. Many of us, we don't have that other friend who's on the same schedule as we are, and we want to travel. For example, I want to travel next week, and I don't have anyone who would be willing to travel with me. That's why I came to this idea of Trip Together, which really helps me a lot. First of all, cutting all my costs. Second, I get to travel. Third, I get to make friendships for a lifetime.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, I get to educate people. I come from the country of Montenegro, which most of the countries of ex-Yugoslavia were under such a long time under Iron Curtain. And I get to educate people in these parts of the world, which is very, very inspirational. And I get to be a local on a site helping travelers coming from United States or all over the world.
Yeah, boy, isn't that true? And do you find that people are coming from all over the world, or mostly the United States, or just kind of a mix?
Mix. All over the world, I would say. All over the world.
And different ages, so they could be younger, older, kind of all over the place there?
Yeah, different ages. It is open for everybody. It's adults traveling for both leisure and business, all looking to experience the world. And also we noticed, in addition, many university students join Trip Together as they are more often flexible in travel and looking for others to share that journey.
Yeah. Great stuff. Anita, thanks so much. TripTogether.com sounds so interesting. I love those areas we just talked about. Thanks, Anita.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Let's travel together in a hot air balloon, in a satellite with tripped out Icelandic beauties.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
A lot of people outraged by what's happening with this bathroom situation. We saw what happened in North Carolina and the challenges to that. And it goes even deeper, of course, on a national level. And when I say that, you know, we look and we see that here we go again with the federal government. We've got this threat now by the Obama administration to withhold federal education monies from schools that assign bathroom and locker rooms by biological sex. So, Project 21 member, he's one of our favorites, Bishop Council Ned joins us to talk about this. First of all, Bishop, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thanks for having me on.
If we look at this story, and it's being pulled apart in a lot of different ways, and let's first of all, let's talk about it at first blush. How do you feel about the idea that it's like, okay, now we're going to take money away? You either come up with the transgender fix to this, or we're not giving you the money that you would normally get.
Well, I mean, let me back up from the sort of premise of, I mean, I think we've devolved to idiocracy. We really have. But, you know, the fact is that if you're taking money from the federal government, then you're going to have to play by their rules. You dance with the devil don't change.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So when you're taking federal government money, you've got to deal with their rules, whether you're an individual or whether you're a state. And I think it's interesting now, so states are going to have to make some serious decisions about what they're going to do going forward. Because if, you know, the community standards and social natural mores are completely eroded by the federal government, you've got a serious issue here.
Yeah, no kidding. You definitely have a serious issue, and I think this is just going to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. But I think one of the things that's happened is trying to compare, like people are trying to compare this, and I've heard this now on a couple of talk shows, the TV talking heads and whatnot, where they're talking about comparing what's going on with this locker room and restroom situation to the decades-long struggles against Jim Crow and other battles against racial discrimination. That's how it's being posed. Do you think that's offensive?
No, it's not remotely comparable. I mean, we're talking about we're talking about privacy at its core, decency at its core. What's appropriate for, say, a third grader to see? I certainly wouldn't want my child being exposed to other genitalia at a young age without my approval. I wouldn't want them exposed to a lot of things. Certainly not that. There used to be a time when there were certain things that were just sacred. You know, you could go into the bathroom and have privacy, and you didn't have to worry about certain things. But I mean, this is just devolved to silliness. It's just pure silliness.
Yeah. Do you think it's kind of an abuse of people's personal rights?
Oh, it certainly is. It certainly is. And it's funny because I firmly believe that, you know, really the media has sort of generated this and elevated it to the level that it is. I understand that there's people who have some gender identity issues.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is most people don't, and most people expect privacy in their bathroom, and they're expected to, you know, they expect to go into a bathroom with people with comparable biology. And I don't think that's an unreasonable expectation. You know, we're throwing out the will of most people, the privacy of most people, for the comfort of a very, very, very small minority.
Yeah. And we're seeing that, so now we get into this issue again where you and I have talked about various aspects of what's happening morally, like somehow we've lost our way, and especially when you look at what's going on with the federal government, and what happens when you rely on the government too much. So is this just the perfect storm of both meeting?
Well, I think it is, you said it well. I mean, this is a perfect storm of both of those things meeting and coming together. You know, we're at a serious crossroads right now, and we need to figure out what sort of country do we want to be? What sort of individuals are we going to be? Do we actually, have any privacy or any expectations of privacy? You know, people have expectations of privacy in their home. Most states, they have an expectation of privacy in their car. All the states, you'd have some sort of expectation of privacy in public restrooms. But, you know, all of these things seem to be changing. And, the question is, you know, what sort of country do we want to be?
Yeah, interesting stuff. And who knows where it all ends up? I mean, like I said at the top of this, this is just the beginning. I think it's the beginning of the challenges. I think that we've just really scratched the surface with it. Do you think that people need to be more tuned into what's going on? Because as you said, you think it's driven by the media, some of this, and that if this offends you or if you feel it's just completely inappropriate, that do you think more people need to speak out? Because I haven't heard very many people speak out, really.
Honestly, because I was sort of aware of this issue, and I honestly, until about a week or so ago, when I heard there were, there might be lawsuits back and forth between North Carolina and the federal government and vice versa, I knew this issue was out there, but I'm like, this is so silly, I'm not going to worry about this. And until I decided, this isn't as silly as I thought. People are taking this quite seriously, and I need to say something, and everyone needs to be concerned. So I think there are a lot of people who don't even realize that this has been elevated to the point where it is.
Yeah, interesting. We'll see where it all goes. Bishop Council Ned, Project 21, thanks as always for jumping on and throwing in your two cents.
Thanks a lot, Kate. Take care.
Right, and so everybody knows, here's what the deal is. New federal rules on school bathrooms are now being designed to protect transgender students from bullying, and that's what the president was talking about earlier this week. What he said was anyone who's been in school, in high school, who's been a parent should realize that kids who are sometimes in the minority, kids who have a different sexual orientation or are transgender, are subject to a lot of bullying, potentially. It's the first comments that the president has made publicly on the issue since the Department of Education announced the new guidelines last week, and the new guidelines are that. The new guidelines require schools to allow transgender students to use the restroom and locker room that correspond to their chosen gender. And by pretty much invoking the sex discrimination law that we know, Title IX, the rules carry with them, which is true, the threat of federal enforcement, and even Bishop Council Ned said that, including a loss of federal funds. So a number of state level Republicans have called the move federal overreach that violates the rights of each state. And this is a state's thing. Forget the other issue. It's a state's deal to determine education policy. So this is really under fire right now at this point. The president emphasized, he said, look, it's our view that you should treat these kids with dignity. Ultimately, depending on how these lawsuits go, courts will affirm or reject, and he's right, how we see the issue. That's why I said we are a far cry away from seeing the end of this conversation. There's no question about it. This is just the beginning of this, and we're going to see a lot more of the legal challenges. And then ultimately, what are these states going to do? Think of the amount of schools that you have, and what are we talking about? You know, what are we talking about? He's mentioning, the president's mentioning, high schools, but then what about in the lower grades? What about the conversation there? And I think that's also been part of it, too. So the White House is kind of deflecting the backlash against this new directive and, you know, leading the charge against the Department of Education's guidance is the Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who says we're being blackmailed from the President of the United States and we're not going to sell out our children to the federal government. He said there's no compromise on this issue. So if you look at Title IX, and Title IX goes back to, I want to say, 1972, that law barred sex discrimination in education, so that would require schools to allow transgender students to use the restroom or locker room of their chosen gender. And this is where this is specifically what's going to happen with the challenges. It's going to be a whole Title IX thing as a result of it. Here's some other reactions. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryan said it's the most outrageous example yet of the Obama administration forcing its liberal agenda on states that roundly reject it. And Education Secretary the Milwaukee Journal quoted the Education Secretary John King, said that they were trying to provide clarity after all these requests from school administrators, because they're the ones that have to figure it out, and they have to live by the letter of that Title IX. So again, far cry from being over. Any thoughts on it? Send them to me, americatonight.net. Hang with us.
I'm waking up to action dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.